I think the best way to define happiness is to just use its synonyms. And you see that dictionaries do this. If you look up happiness, you'll see joy, gladness, merriment, delight, pleasure. These are all overlapping words in the English, just as the Hebrew and Greek words used in the Bible are overlapping words. Their meanings are complementary to each other. So you define happiness by these other things. And we all know happiness when we see it and when we experience it. As far as finding happiness, God is the primary. Happiness begins and ends in God Himself. It's part of His eternal nature. And that's why it's such a paradigm shift when believers come to understand that the God that created them is a happy God and therefore approves of our happiness and invites us to enter into His happiness. So once we see that and once we associate the gospel with the good news of happiness, which Scripture tells us it is, then we can embrace that happiness and not feel guilty about it. And not feel guilty about wanting to be happy. And then we can take the secondary things in life that are not the primary, only God is the primary, but the secondary things in life are beautiful things that God has given us. He's given us family, and He's given us friends, and He's given us the church, the body of Christ. He's given us a job to do. He's given us a beautiful creation. He's given us animals as pets, and that we can enjoy this world, and we should feel good about that. We should worship God and glorify God as we enjoy the pleasures of Himself manifested in His creation.